Hey, what's up, guys? Coach Witt here. I am here with Coach Buffy. What's up, Buffy?
Hey, guys.
Hope everybody is doing well. It is Wednesday, March 27th here in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Open has now officially been over for almost 2 days. So Buffy and I thought that we would get back with you here and just kind of talk about what we felt about the Open, kind of how we felt about some of the workouts, which ones were our favorite, which ones we didn't like that much, obviously, and kind of some results of our intramural challenge here that we did at the gym.
Yeah, so mixed feelings about the Open. I'm glad it's over. Of course, it ended with a bang. If anybody wasn't sure, the worst workout, hands down, was the last one, 19.5. So if you don't know anything about CrossFit or even what we're saying, the Open is an open competition worldwide for CrossFit and has age groups in it. A pretty great thing that CrossFit does to encourage us to get fit, have fun, a little competition there. And then the top athletes that score in their division will go to regionals. And from there, those top athletes will then go on into the games. And a fun thing this year, we're going to actually have two games, if you will, or two opens this calendar year because fall, really.
Yeah, it'll be in October.
There'll be another open. So a great chance for you if you're just hearing about this now, you just started CrossFit or you're thinking about it, to kind of get in that mindset that that's coming up.
Yeah. And, you know, the great thing about the Open is, like she said, ultimately it's to decide, you know, who goes on to the CrossFit Games and then one day, you know, gets crowned as the fittest man or woman on the planet. That's what we claim, at least. But it's important to know, you know, for regular Joes like us, we just do this for fun. You know, we're not ever going to be on SportsCenter one day. I'm not, at least. I'm just doing good enough to finish some of the workouts some days. But it is nice, you know, to struggle and to suffer with, you know, all of your close friends. You can create custom leaderboards. You can, you know, follow along with your favorite athletes and people that have the same job as you, or men in your age or women in your age, something like that. You know, I know this year, out of all the men in the world my age, I came in like 8,000th place or something like that. So I won't be moving on anywhere, obviously, but I did have a really good time, you know, hanging out with friends and doing the workouts. The Open's always kind of a double-edged sword for me. Like, it's fun. When it's over, I'm really glad I did it, but it can also be, you know, kind of nerve-wracking, waiting on the workouts to come out. We don't know what they're going to be. They're announced live, you know, before the weekend. You have a couple days to do that, and then turn in your score. So it is also a little bit of pressure. Some people thrive under that pressure, and then other people not so much. And we see that, you know, throughout the Open season.
Yeah. So one of the cool things that we do here, just to make it even more fun. So going back, like Witt said, this has been going on for quite some time. I think my first Open that I participated in was 2011. I was looking back, which wasn't as big of a deal as it is now. But as it's gone year over year, it's gotten a bigger and bigger, more popularity and more involvement. But this year, the previous year, and maybe even the year before that, here at Live Active, we did an intramural competition. So a competition within the competition. And this year we did girls versus boys. So Witt's making faces. You can't see him. He has his radio face on. You know, it makes it a little bit more fun. I think that the great thing about, like you were saying, it can bring out some kind of competitiveness, and sometimes some folks can have trouble with competitions. But when we have fun with them, like we did, we had some challenges within the challenge, and it was just super great to kind of come together as, you know, strong women leading other strong women and strong men supporting other strong men. I don't know. I liked it. I liked the intramural.
I always like the intramural a lot. We've done it a lot of different ways. We've done AM classes versus PM classes.
That's right.
We've drafted people with captains before. We've done all kinds of stuff. I will say, this year, if it taught us anything, it's that the women are much more willing to do the silly challenges and dress up and do the little events during the week that the men are, or
That's
than
right.
the men are. So I don't think that we'll do men versus ladies again. You guys can already tell by kind of how we're talking about it that the ladies pretty much mop the floor with us guys.
That's right. Who runs the world? Girls.
Obviously, it's girls. But yeah, so I felt like the girls were much more willing to kind of dress up in the funny costumes. And, you know, every week we had like a challenge event, something in the gym. One week it was rowing for calories in a certain amount of time. Max effort kettlebell swings was another week. And the ladies just absolutely dominated the guys as far as participation and things like that. So I think next year maybe we'll find another way to kind of break people up. And I'm not you know, bagging on the men. We did well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The ladies, man, I'm telling you, they just went above and beyond on the themes and the challenge type, the spirit awards and stuff like that. So that was interesting to see.
So let's talk a little bit, if you're cool, let's talk a little bit about the workouts in particular. So we had 19.1. So that was the very first one released. That one was as many rounds as possible in 15 minutes. So an AMRAP of 19 wall balls and 19 calorie row. So how did you feel about that, Coach Witt?
I personally hated that one. And if you would have shown me all five of them before it started, I probably said that would have been one of my stronger ones. But that also, for me, I had some stuff going on outside the gym. I had to come in on Monday right before it was due and do it really quick. So I think I could have done a little bit better than what I actually did there. But that one... And obviously the last one, that first one hurt really, really, really bad.
Yeah, it did hurt. I didn't care for it as much either. I unfortunately went first on a lot of these workouts. 19.1, 2, 3, and 4, I did that very first opportunity. So as soon as it was announced, I did it the next morning. And the downside to that was I didn't have a lot of other folks... strategies to kind of help me, or coaches' strategy. So I came out of the gate way too hard on that one. That was a mistake big time. So I would not do that again. I think that the best, even though the hardest workout for me was 19.5, I performed it on Monday. So I had someone really responsible as a coach saying, here's the strategy, this has worked the best, and this is what you're going to do. And I needed that to stick to. So I agree with you, though. That one hurt. Wall balls, lots of legs. Oh, man, my legs. I couldn't go down the stairs.
My legs hurt so bad after. You know, and that's another thing the Open teaches us. Even though, like we said, we're all of us here just really doing this for fun. But it does kind of show you, you know, what some strengths are and what some weaknesses are and what you need to work on, you know, in the year coming up. Like she was talking about strategy, like sometimes it's not good to just come out of the gate as hard as you can go. It's good to kind of have, you know, breaks and plans. And I think along with what you were saying, going after a couple other people have gone always gives you that insight versus, you know, if you go immediately after the announcement or
yeah.
something like that. So I hated that one. 19.2.
Let's talk about 19.2. So reviewing that one, that was that ladder.
Yeah, that was a repeat.
Tota bar, double unders, and then squat cleans. Of course, they went up. They had a time cap on that. Those first couple rounds, if you did not complete them within that time cap, then you didn't earn more time. So it was kind of earn time for going harder and faster, which I guess is kind of a gift. Because I'm going to tell you it wasn't.
Yes.
I also did that one incorrectly, in my opinion. I was right on the border here between RX women and scaled women. So I went ahead and scaled it, which ended up being a 20-minute workout for me. I, in retrospect, probably should have just gone ahead and RX'd it and then not made the time cap. What's your thoughts?
You know, that one was a tough one. And they're always hard when you buy time like that, because it's like you want to buy time for a better score. But by buying more time, you're going to kill yourself. Like, hey, you just bought 4 more minutes to get destroyed. That one was actually a repeat from 2016, I guess. And I did this one twice, because the first time I did it, I was 2 reps short of what I did in 2016.
Okay.
And again, I got in my own head a little bit. Hey, you should have been able to do at least that or better, whatever. So I did it originally, I think, on Friday, redid it on Monday, and I got those 2 reps back. So
nice.
I got the same exact score that I had in 2016. I don't know if that was really worth it, but it made me at least kind of feel a little bit better about myself, you know, going forward there. 19.3 strict handstand push-ups.
Yes.
Tell us about that one.
So I feel like I've been training for this workout for a while now. I do love these movements. Well, let me rephrase. I don't love strict handstand push-ups, but I do love handstand push-ups. So, but that overhead walking lunge, I love an overhead walking lunge. So I actually really liked that part. I excelled on that part. The dumbbell step-ups, not too bad once you found out how to put it on your body.
Sure.
There was a lot of ways to do that. And then the strict handstand push-up, there was I felt like a lot of different parameters on that made that a little more challenging to judge as well as perform. I was proud of myself. I tell you, I didn't get any. I had plenty of time to get some handstand push-ups, and I can do strict handstand push-ups, but apparently I cannot after and in 19.3.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I just had nothing left in the shoulder. How about you?
That one was hard. I do feel like, though, it was the least taxing of all the workouts.
Agreed.
I got to the end, and I came that day not knowing if I would be able to do strict handstand push-ups. I'm kind of like you. I know that I've got some, but I didn't know how much all of the other stuff was going to kind of play into that. You know, 50 pounds is, it's not overly heavy, but when you're having to like carry it overhead, and then like you said, the box step-ups, it just took so long to get to 50, you know, and then 50 strict handstand push-ups. I got 3. That was my official score, and I was really happy with that. You know, again, I didn't know coming in on day 1 if I would be able to get any. Mm-hmm. I got 3, so I counted that as a win and rolled on with that one. But I like that. That was fun. It was a little challenging to only have 1 dumbbell. It would have been completely different if, you know, you were stepping up with 2 dumbbells or, you know, a barbell or something like that. But I thought that one was, I thought it was pretty fun.
Yeah. And the next one was probably my favorite. I think I liked 19.3, 19.4 were my 2 favorite. And also I didn't feel like they were as challenging as 19.1 or 19.5, in my opinion. 19.4 was the 3 rounds of snatches, bar facing burpees, and then you got that rest built in, which is always great. Probably why I liked the workout.
Sure.
And then it was bar muscle ups. And having said that, I think that for some athletes, a lot of athletes got their very first bar muscle up. So I always love that when they have a muscle up or really complex gymnastics movement in there that someone's really going to push themselves. That's one of the great things that can come out of the open, especially if they remain injury free out of it. What's your opinion?
Yeah, I really like that one. Burpees are obviously not my favorite. I'm not great at them.
But the standards weren't terrible.
The standards were not terrible. This time you could step back, you could step up. That's was a game changer for me the last couple years. Having to kick back and then kick up with 2 feet, it just made it so much harder. The snatch weight was manageable. That first round was all right.
Yep.
I would consider myself to be kind of halfway decent at bar muscle up, so I did all right there. I think I got 7 out of the second 10 or something like that. So I was happy
good
with that one.
Yeah. I got 3 out of my 6 attempts, I think strongly because Whit was screaming at me. So that was good to get back up and over the bar. I tell you, it definitely showed a lack of gymnastics ability. I need to go back and work on it because they didn't feel like they used to.
Right.
So that was a good indicator for me that something I need to work on. So another great thing about the Open, it does show you, expose some weakness.
It does. It lets you know exactly kind of where you're at, what you need to work on. And then, you know, again, compared to everybody else, your age, your, you know,
exactly
your style. But I like that one a lot. That one was probably my favorite, 19.2 and then 19.4. And then let's go ahead and talk about that dreaded last one.
19.5. So funny story. So I coach in the mornings here, and the morning before the announcements on Thursday evenings live, and I was speaking with a couple of my other athletes in the class, and they said, "What do you think, coach, is coming up?" And I said, "It's going to be thrusters and chest to bar. I feel it in my bones. It's coming." And it was exactly that. Now, what I did not foresee, unfortunately, was that it would be 105 reps of each.
It was a lot.
That was out of control with a 20-minute time cap. So, unfortunately, 20 minutes of you really suffering.
Yeah, it was hard. Anybody that's been around CrossFit for a while, you know how hard thrusters are. If you've done the Open, I think every year since it's kind of been the Open format, the very last workout has been thrusters and some kind of pull-ups or thrusters and burpees or something like that. So we knew the thrusters were coming. I wasn't sure if it was going to be chest to bar since there was bar muscle-ups, you know, the week before. And then there was also several movements that we didn't do this year that are normally in there, you know, overhead squat, deadlift, stuff like that. So I thought maybe we would see something a little different. Mm-hmm. I didn't really like this one, not only because it hurt, but just honestly, it was a lot. I felt like maybe they could have come up with something a little, I hate to say like fancy, but it was just kind of like, okay, we took Fran 21:15.9. Let's just add another 60 reps, you know, on top of that and just make it suck.
Yeah, it felt simple. It felt too simplistic and just like, but you know, again, we have to be ready for anything.
We do.
And sometimes, you know, like I love Glassman's methodology and thinking that, you know, life doesn't care that the work 19.4 was a lot of reps.
Right.
You know, it's constantly varied.
Right.
You know, so it's that randomization and you just don't know what, you know, so what you deadlifted yesterday, you're deadlifting again.
Right.
So what? There was chest to bar and muscle ups back to back. So that is a little more Glassman-ish.
Yep.
Do you like that? Do you agree? What do you think? I feel like that's a little of his influence, in my opinion.
I think so. And I feel like this year, as compared to some of the previous years, the workouts were not as kind of like fancy. There wasn't as much moving parts. There was more what I would consider like straight up old school kind of CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first workout, like couplet. The last workout, couplet, you know, and anybody that kind of follows the sport knows this year there was like a lot of changes made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, certain people weren't involved as much as they had been before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you. I felt like the announcements were really hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, so we're definitely going through kind of some growing pains here. But overall, you know, we still had a good time. We still got in 5 good workouts. But yeah, 19.5, I definitely was not going to do that.
Yeah.
Was not going to do that one
time.
Twice. I got what I got. I was happy with it. And
yeah.
And I just rolled on and I was glad that it was over.
Yeah. And wrapping it up, let's think about it this way too. You know, did you get better? Right? Do you think it made you better? I think it will make me better because I definitely had some weakness exposed and some strategy and thinking kind of exposed. What about you? Do you think?
I think so. It definitely showed me some things that I need to work on just as myself. And then as a gym, as a community, you know, it always makes you feel good to kind of do this stuff together. You know, this Saturday we're going to have like a big party kind of celebrating
mm-hmm.
the Open coming to an end. I'm sure the girls are going to be crowned, you know, champions and all that kind of stuff. But Just from like that community aspect, it's just nice to have everybody together, everybody working for, you know, a common goal. And then as a coach, I think you kind of alluded to this earlier, it's always great to see one of your athletes do something that they thought they couldn't do. Maybe they got their first bar muscle up. Maybe they did their first open workout RX. You know, any number of things. You know, for us in our profession, that's a win for me too. Whether I think, you know, about my own performance, my own workouts, like I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
I care more about, you know, kind of what my clients and what our members and stuff like that did. So overall, I thought it was good. I had a good time.
Yeah. So definitely, when this comes up in the fall, I would highly encourage you to be working on whatever weaknesses you might have seen and your strengths, and be thinking about it. And I would encourage you to get to an affiliate, sign up, so that you can participate. And if you don't have one, you live in the Charlotte area, please come see us, Live Active Charlotte. We're off Westinghouse. And you can, of course, email Buffy or Wit at liveactivecLT.com for more information.
Yep. And we'll put a link to our website up in the bio. Like she said, if you don't have a place to do the open and you want to come do it, you can always come over here. We'll grab somebody to judge you. We'll get you going. And I think the next one comes out in October. So
yeah.
we've got a couple months here to kind of get ready. So,
but you could come on down for a potluck on
Saturday, yep.
The 30th.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
It is. Anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. We'll catch you guys later.